Friday. It's Friday.
Friday, baby.
Dance.
Do the man dance.
It's Friday.
Dance. Do the man dance.
Yeah.
Do the man dance. Do the man.
If you don't dance, I'm going to take this Friday away from you.
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
Dance. Let's go. Let's go.
Come on, let's dance. Come on, let's dance. The day that men dance with men. The day that men dance with men. Woo!
Yes.
Real men.
Come on, Cleveland. There's nothing to worry about. Let's dance. Dance, Cleveland.
Not
dance.
You, not you, Kalen. Not you, Kalen. You can't dance with us no more.
No. Kalen can't dance with us anymore. Caitlin, stop.
Caitlin, sit down. Stop. Caitlin, sit down.
You can't stop Caitlin.
Stop the music, Super Dave.
Stop the music. That's the only way we're going to stop Caitlin. Caitlin insists on dancing, man. On Friday.
Caitlin, you can't dance with us.
Make up
your
mind, Caitlin.
Pick a team.
Caitlin has already made up her mind.
Okay.
She has made up her mind.
All right, then.
Made up her mind.
All right, don't come in here the Friday trying to dance.
Not to worry.
Come in here dancing.
She's good.
Oh, my God.
Look at all the attention she's getting. She's good.
And her money went up, too. Did you see that, Sybil?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sybil, they say Caitlin's going to be worth $500 million because of this whole transformation, transitioning. Yes. $500 million.
Yeah.
Already worth $100 million as Bruce.
Well, Bruce is gone, and now it's Caitlin.
And Caitlin's money has gone
through the roof.
Golly.
Yep.
And she gave up all them pockets. Now she got to put all that money in her purse. That's all that money.
The bigger the bag.
Got to get a big bag now.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, Caitlin.
Go ahead.
Go get that money.
Get that money.
All right. Sorry, Cleveland.
That's it.
Oh, it's going to go 7 games. Please go 7 games.
We need seven games.
Because after this, it's just baseball. So,
take it all the way out.
We got nothing after this, man. We got nothing.
Nothing. And the Cavaliers know that, and so they're trying to help us out. So, one game.
Mark one down for light skin. I tried to tell you. Light skin.
44 points, was it? For LeBron last year?
44 points, yeah.
What is going on? How does that happen?
Well, that's the way they drew it up. You let LeBron have 44 points.
Let him have his points.
And you shut down everybody else.
That's a great plan.
That's a great plan. It worked. I didn't realize, Sybil, that the Warriors play in Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of Oakland?
Oh, yeah.
Oakland. Look, we love you, Oakland, but I'm here to tell you.
That's no joke.
Oakland ain't nothing
joke.
To play with.
You seen how they go to the Oakland Raiders game? That's Oakland. That is Oakland.
And when they travel, they bring Oakland with them.
Oakland ain't no joke.
Yeah, Oakland
man.
Is no
so
joke.
So here's the story. An NBA truck carrying electronics and gear and everything parked and went to the Panda Express across the street from the Coliseum where the Warriors play.
Mm-hmm.
Went into the Panda Express at 2:00 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. When they came out 20 minutes later, the window of their van had been smashed, and at least 5 laptops, camera equipment, cell phones, personal belongings were lifted from the van valued at $40,000.
That's daytime robbery.
Yeah, 2:00 in the afternoon. Daytime.
2:00 daytime. In the afternoon.
That's Oakland.
At the Panda Express.
That is Oakland. Comedian Laura Hayes, used to do a joke. So she said some friends came to see her from out of town, you know, come up to Oakland, hang out, and they said, can we leave our car on the street? She said, hell no, you can't leave your car on the street. your car's not safe parked in the house. That's Oakland, man.
That is Oakland.
Oh, man.
That is
Oakland, man.
Yeah. I haven't been in the Oakland airport in a while. The last time I was there, it's been a while.
Mm. But it's nice. It's been changed.
It's really been changed?
Nice.
Because
they had
you know how they have the little kiosks?
Yeah.
In the middle. And there was one there that was selling bean pies and newspapers for the Nation of Islam. I had never seen that in an airport before.
Yeah, they still have the bean pies. I don't know about the so much with the Nation, the newspaper, but yeah.
They still have the bean pie kiosk.
It's been remodeled. It's really nice now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good day for sports yesterday, man. Wow.
Serena.
Oh, my gosh.
So Serena was suffering from the flu. And she whipped the flu and her opponent.
I am so mad at her, I don't know what to do.
What?
To disrespect the flu like that. You know what she did?
You know what Jay could have done with a flu like that?
You know what you can do with a flu like that?
There was no excuse for her.
Now you got supervisors calling people right now with the flu. Hey,
you saw Serena.
You saw us if you don't get your. The flu was a. If you did the flu right, that's a week if you did it right.
And now Serena is on TV.
Now she's on her way to the finals of the French Open.
That's just so disrespectful. You got to catch Mila Visioma now to get a day off.
Oh, my God. Okay. There's the line.
Okay.
There's the line.
And do you realize that she can't take any medicine?
No, because of the doping rules, the drugging rules in tennis. And so, you know, they get tested, obviously, for drug use. And a lot of the over-the-counter stuff, they cannot take. And so she just really, as
not
she
even
did yesterday.
Vicks?
I don't know about Vicks, but whatever they normally are able to take,
and
what
she
we
was
take.
Coughing, and she was coughing
Tom,
so hard.
Tom, there was
hard.
One point they had a timeout, and she coughed so hard, I thought she was really going to cough up a lung.
That's what I'm talking about. That right there. That's a
it
week
was painful
right there.
To
I
watch.
Saw it. How dare you disrespect the flu like that?
Going out and doing your job.
Going out working. With the flu.
Man.
Shame on you.
Yeah, God bless her. Ooh, that
no,
was...
No, don't bless
yes,
her.
Yes. That's how it's done, son.
Hello. I'm not going to be able to come in I got the flu.
Why? Because Serena, I got the flu.
I got the flu. And the supervisor said, Serena had the flu. She kicked the flu and her opponent and is now in the finals. And you can't come to work?
You got to go to work, man.
You got to get up and go.
I'm standing over here with Common. That's right. Disrespect the flu like
okay,
that.
Okay, so back to the medication. Now, none of the over-the-counter stuff, not even.
Well, I'm not sure, but to err on this caution on the safety and all of that, they say that most of the players choose not to because they just don't want anything to jeopardize their ability to participate. And you never know when you're going to be tested. And in this case, apparently a lot of people in the locker rooms around her have it. And so they say that, you know, they just don't want to take any chances.
Not even a cough drop?
Well, I think, you know, a cough drop, but...
No Robitussin.
When you're in France and you have to go and get medicine, do you know, are you necessarily able to see everything that's in there and the way that the drugs are labeled? And
so they don't do anything.
So and while I was listening to Chrissy Everett, and I'm not a Chrissy Everett fan, but she was calling the match yesterday, and she said, you know, this is when you have to do just like the old school stuff. You just got to drink a lot of tea and, you know, get some rest and do that in order to clear up your nasal.
You can do all that at home. That's what you'll be doing at home. At home doing that.
Yeah. But when,
when does she have to like this? Hello.
When does she have to play again?
Tomorrow.
And she can't tell the French Open.
Hello. Right. Hello. We'll be able to come in today.
Yeah.
I got the flu.
I got the flu.
It's that her. I really can't. I'm so upset with her.
We can tell.
This is the man who lives on excuses not to come to work.
And will use other people's. So,
Use the flu like this.
This just is how you choose.
This is how you treat them.
And you're going into a Friday, you can stretch this thing out.
What is her problem?
I see what you mean.
I have no respect for her. None at all.
Let's get this Friday started.